Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, yes. A lot of Pittsburghers leaving today for Dublin. And two of us are sitting right here. Rich Fitzgerald joins us every Wednesday at our 7 o'clock hour, the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, I was just talking about having Jim Rooney on. Obviously, Art Rooney, the second's brother, his father, the late ambassador to Ireland. And really, at that time, Jim was his right-hand man, and he said in all the Super Bowls and everything the Steelers have done, the ticket demand for this game, for him, people asking him, hey, Jim, can you hook me up with some tickets? It's never been greater. So,
well, NFL games have a sameness to them week after week after week. I mean, you have a big game when we play the Ravens or something like that, but this is just different. This is different in so many ways. Obviously, the first NFL regular season game ever played in Ireland. The Steelers and the Rooney family connected. You read a little bit about, you know, the Rooneys came here in the 1840s. And the one statistic that jumps out at me is that 400,000 people in this region can trace their ancestry to Ireland. One in six people in this region have some connection. It might be back a century. It might be back a couple of decades. But there's an interest, whether you're going or whether you're going to wake up early Sunday morning to, you know, we're not used to watching an NFL game at 9:30 in the morning, but I think a lot of people will be.
They'll adapt. I already talked to guys that are going to some kind of breakfast.
Kegs and eggs, as they say.
Kegs and eggs. And one group said they have a tradition, and so it really fits in, where they get together once a year on a Sunday, and they wear kilts and watch a Steeler game.
There you go. Black and gold kilts. I'm sure they'll be selling those as well.
Doesn't your son have a place in Bloomfield?
He does, and they got the green beer going for the game in the morning. And being an Irish pub, they're kind of used to that because they start early for the soccer games.
Right.
And there's different soccer clubs that come in and they're used to getting their eggs and their beer. The one thing, I don't know if people realize this. I never realized this. You can serve alcoholic beverages on a Saturday at 7 in the morning, but you can't on a Sunday until 9 in the morning. So you're safe with a 9:30 game, but the pregame festivities might be impeded.
And I believe it or not, in Dublin, it's noon on Sunday.
You're kidding. I did not know that.
So that'll be interesting just to go through this experience. But you've been to Ireland before.
I have. I've been to Dublin. You know, we had tried a number of years ago, and I think they're still trying at the airport to get a direct flight. There's obviously a number of charter flights that are going with different groups for this game that were set up. But it's a beautiful, beautiful country. And you know, to see some of the older sites, you know, in America, you know, we get excited. You see a church that's 200 years old, and rightly so. You go over to Ireland, and there's a church that's 500 years old or 800 years old that's still standing.
There's a pub in Ireland, in Dublin, called the Brazen Head that has been a bar, basically, since the 1100s, to give you some idea of the history there. And bigger than all of that, it does give us another worldwide opportunity to showcase Pittsburgh, even though it's in Ireland.
Exactly. And there's a huge amount of economic impact. And certainly we get excited about the game. Are they going to win? Are they going to get the running game going, et cetera, et cetera? But, you know, there are, you know, over 400 companies, Irish companies that are located in Pennsylvania. creating, you know, having over 17,000 workers at those locations, and companies like UPMC, BNY, Federated Hermes have operations in Ireland, and I'm sure they'll be sending folks there in a delegation. But there's other companies like Eaton Company, you know, Accenture, Mackin Consulting, etc., that have operations in both both places. So there's a big economic impact that happens as well. And the Steelers and the Rooney family having the exclusive rights, the NFL exclusive rights to market in Ireland. That's just one more economic opportunity for this region.
They already opened a store there, the Steelers store. I got a text earlier. Hey, Laird, do you know when the Steelers store opens in Dublin? No, I don't, but I'll find out. That said, it continues to bring us a spotlight on the region.
Yes.
For many reasons. So you would say what? Hundreds of companies have some tie to Ireland in this region.
When we did the trip a number of years ago, when I was county executive, it was very easy for us to gather people. The Rooneys, again, they hosted an event for us at the ambassador. Dan was not the ambassador at that time, but he had been previous ambassador and helped us connect to some of the folks that we were trying to market to. So yes, there's already relationships that exist. This is just going to continue to strengthen them.
Yeah, at our 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jim Lamb, who is the honorary consul.
Jim will be going and be taking
he's there
a group
now.
Oh, he's already there. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to check in with him in Ireland today. And I think of the ambassador who was, I'm not a big shot, you know, very humble, but the ambassador's home in Ireland is a big spread, isn't it?
Oh, it's very nice, and it's absolutely beautiful. And again, the fact that Dan Rooney was the ambassador to Ireland for a 4-year period. And in a true Pittsburgh fashion, he's known to have visited every single county.
Which he was the first ambassador from the U.S. ever to do that.
Exactly, exactly. The work ethic that he took as a Pittsburgher into the ambassador's residence, just, again, a great example of what we in Western Pennsylvania are all about. And I'm sure their roots to County Down in Newry, where the Rooneys come from the 1840s, will also be celebrating as well.
It'll be an exciting weekend whether you're there or here. Do you see Myron Cope's terrible towel there, the green one?
I noticed a green towel. So are the uniforms going to have a little green on them? I guess we'll find out on Sunday when they come through the tunnel.
That's a great question. Yeah. All right. Speaking of great questions, a lot of questions about vaccines and in this state. So we're going to talk to... And you actually hired Dr. Deborah Bogan in Allegheny County. She's now, for those that don't know, leading that for the entire state.
Yes, and just this week, Secretary Bogan now, Dr. Bogan, who Governor Shapiro appointed as his Secretary of Health, the governor and the secretary came out with some recommendations with vaccines. And Dr. Bogan, obviously being no secret or no stranger to us here in Pittsburgh, having led us through the pandemic, is the great story that she literally took over the operation of the Department of Health as the pandemic was hitting.
Yeah.
Actually, she had to start a couple months early because
I remember. All right, we'll talk to her maskless coming up next, because every time we saw her for that first year,
no one ever saw her face.
Right, we continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. In your 12 years leading Allegheny County, couldn't have been a more challenging time overall than when the pandemic hit.
Yeah, there's no question. And some of the projects that were underway, the one we're going to be dealing with the next month, the airport, had got delayed because, you know, COVID shut everything down during 2020. And we in Allegheny County were so fortunate that at that time, we were hiring a brand new health department director.
Wow.
Who probably looks at me and says, "Why did you do that to me, Rich?" And we brought her in, and she did such a great job. No stranger to us in Western Pennsylvania, Dr. Deborah Bogan, that Governor Shapiro, when he got elected, decided she's the best person to lead the Department of Health at the state. All the work she did just here in Allegheny County and the region. So many regional outside of Allegheny was listening to her advice every week. So we are delighted to welcome back to KDKA and Western Pennsylvania, Dr. Deborah Bogan. Doctor, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here with you guys. I remember last time I was there, I think I was getting a flu vaccine with you all.
Actually, we were just talking about that, Doc. That's the last time I saw you. Good to have you back with us, and congrats on, you know, your elevation to the Secretary of Health of the state of Pennsylvania. That said, speaking of vaccines, a lot of gray areas right now for a lot of people, and there's a lot of confusion. So you've decided to come out with a statewide policy, correct?
Yeah, a guidance document, yes.
And so give us the...
What are the new guidance in the state? Yeah, you and the governor the other day came out with this, the statement, the guidance. And number one, what is the new guidance or the guidance for the Commonwealth? And why did you think you had to do it at this time?
So great. I'm very excited to be here to share this. So, you know, the Shapiro administration and the Department of Health, we really just want to make sure that people have access to evidence-based, science-based vaccine guidance. And there's a lot of noise out there right now, and it's very confusing for people. So we thought it would be helpful and important for people to know where to turn to for good vaccine advice. And there are, our guidance really lists three organizations that we feel that Pennsylvanians should follow around vaccine guidance. They are the American Academy of Pediatrics for Vaccines for Children. That organization has been putting out vaccine guidance for almost 100 years now, and has always up to date with the information that they provide based on published and scientific data. The American Academy of Family Physicians, as well as the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and that last one specifically around pregnancy and breastfeeding and their recommendations for vaccines. You know, you all know it's really important to stay up with vaccinations. They protect us from really serious infections and diseases. They protect individuals as well as communities, and we wanted to make sure that people had good access to good information.
You know, Doctor, over the course of the last couple of weeks, in particular for me here on the morning show, a lot of questions about vaccines on a lot of different levels. So what I was told the best advice to pass on to others is seek the advice of your trusted family physician or doctor that you know to kind of give you the guidance, because there's a lot of anxiety about it. But to be clear, you're recommending people get flu shots for this season, correct?
Correct. We recommend the flu vaccine every year for people. People think it is a very common illness, and unfortunately, it makes many people very ill. It results in many, many hospitalizations and many deaths in our country. And it's important for both children and adults, and particularly older adults. And it is widely available. So yes, we totally always recommend the flu vaccine for everyone.
And Dr. Bogan, Secretary Bogan, in general, why is it important for people to stay updated with vaccines? And then talk about why is this especially important for children?
Yeah, you know, let me give you my perspective as a pediatrician. So, you know, I can speak from my experience over 30 years of pediatric practice. Some vaccines had already been introduced prior to me starting my career. And when I rarely saw the diseases as a pediatrician for the ones that had been introduced before I was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was a pediatrician. And then when I became a pediatrician, over early in my career, we had a number of vaccines introduced into the vaccine schedule, the pneumococcal vaccine, the Haemophilus influenza type B vaccine. Those two vaccines changed how we practiced pediatrics because they eliminated the main causes of bacterial meningitis in children. And they are incredibly effective. And most physicians training today rarely see those infections. So we have seen, I personally have seen the benefits of these vaccines. And so it's really important. We introduce vaccines and the vaccines are developed in response to infections that harm people. And that lead to hospitalizations and deaths. And I think it's hard for people to understand that because they're not seeing the infections that we are preventing because vaccines are doing such an amazing job. They don't see the infection, so they don't recognize the risks of not having the vaccines. So vaccines have saved millions and millions and millions of lives. I have personally seen how it changed and improved health of our children. And so they're extremely important for children, but they're also important for adults. I'll give you the example, RSV, which only recently do we have a vaccine for RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. It affects little tiny babies pretty badly, young children and older adults. And the introduction of the vaccine has reduced hospitalizations and deaths from RSV. So important. We continue to evolve, and vaccines really demonstrate amazing power of science and innovation in how we've changed our world. So to be clear, vaccines save lives, they reduce serious infections, they reduce hospitalizations, and they reduce the spread of these among our communities.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bogan. And let me just say this. 5 years ago, we turned to you to trust with all the confusion that was coming around with this new virus, COVID-19. And now, again, we're turning to you because you are a voice that we trust with our health. And I want to thank you and the governor for coming out and clearing up. As a parent and grandparent out there, we like to know good medical health and what we should be doing to protect our families.
And where can people get more information about the guidelines, Secretary Bogan?
The guidance documents are on our website and health.pa.gov.
Thank you for the time and good luck.
Thanks, Dr. Bogan. Good luck as
Thanks
well.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Great information.
What a treasure she is and was, both in this county and then now at the state. Again, there's so much confusion out there. You want to turn to somebody that you can trust. She's somebody we can trust with our health.
It also helps she was a pediatrician, too,
yes.
For the child-rearing years. It's so important and critical to everybody, parents and grandparents. This is the Big K Morning Show. We continue our conversation. Rich Fitzgerald in studio, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And you've introduced us to so many people. And in, what, a year and a half now you've been doing this with me. And every week, Aaron and I talk about it. We learn something about what's going on in the region.
Well, we're going to continue along the health. You know, we had Secretary Bogan talking about vaccines. And the other story that kind of came out this week nationally was around Tylenol and autism. And one of the folks who's been out very public about this, State Representative Abigail Salisbury, who represents, you know, some of the eastern suburbs and eastern part of the city of Pittsburgh, and has really been out there fighting this fight. And we're so delighted that Representative Salisbury would join us today and kind of talk about some of the misinformation that's out there and some of the things she's trying to do to kind of clear that up. Representative, welcome, and tell us what you're working on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. So basically what I'm working on is just trying to bring attention to the fact that we need to be directing research dollars into a wide array of potential causes of autism. You know, Tylenol only came on the market in the 1950s in the United States, but there were children being diagnosed with autism as early as 1911. So that tells us that there is more that we need to look at here, and I just want to make sure we aren't putting all of our eggs in one basket.
And that said, many of us who've been around for a while say, boy, we don't remember hearing about autism when we were in school. Is it more that there's such a broad spectrum, A, and then the fact that maybe we didn't know what to call it back then when children in particular were dealing with these kind of issues?
Well, you know, I'm on the autism spectrum myself. I was diagnosed as an adult with what used to be called Asperger's, but has been folded into the autism definition. So, you know, people might think, well, I didn't know anybody autistic when I was growing up. If you knew me, you knew somebody. But, you know, I think the definition is maybe more expansive than what people might be aware of. But also, you know, a really sad part of the history of autism is that a lot of these children used to be institutionalized. And, you know, when RFK Jr., for example, talks about he didn't know anyone who had what he calls full-blown autism, I imagine he means a, you know, very severe presentation, nonverbal, et cetera. The reason that, you know, a lot of people may not have seen autistic children is that they were institutionalized and they were treated very cruelly. A lot of times we have, you know, evidence of them being tied to radiators, kept in cold areas with, you know, really no love or attention or attempted education. It's a very sad history of autism, unfortunately.
Well, Representative, first of all, the misinformation that seems to happen around, medical treatment, vaccines, autism, et cetera, and the way social media is able to kind of spread some of that misinformation, the fact that you want to have these hearings across the state to kind of debunk, you know, some of the misinformation that's out there and get, you know, medical experts in front of your panel to try to talk about and really put a lot of people's mind at ease over what they can take, certainly during pregnancy and other things along those lines. So talk a little bit about what you'd like to see happen about these hearings.
Yeah, I've called on our leadership in the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania to convene expert hearings because we really, frankly, we have an embarrassment of riches on this subject in Pennsylvania. You know, we have multiple R1 research facilities that bring in NIH dollars in excess of the billions that do amazing research. Here in Pittsburgh, we have, under Western Psych, we have very talented autism researchers at UPMC and at Pitt. Really across the state, we have some of the finest people, and we have people come from out of the state and out of the country even to seek treatment in our facilities in Pennsylvania. So I would like for Pennsylvania to be at the forefront, really, you know, leading in the cutting edge of looking into the many causes of autism as well as potential interventions that can be done from various stages of life to help people live their lives to the fullest. But, you know, we can't make good decisions as lawmakers, and you know this, you've been an elected official, we can't make good decisions if we don't have good information. So I think that it's incumbent upon us as Pennsylvania lawmakers to really use those resources that we have in Pennsylvania to learn everything that we can and then use that to make good policy.
I think you're exactly right when you say that. You know, none of us are experts in everything. So when we're trying to set policy, or in your case, trying to set laws, bringing experts to the table so that you can make informed decisions about legislation and information that's put out there is very helpful. And the fact that, again, you come at this with a very personal level with your own issues around autism, you bring a different perspective that I think is very, very important for parents and individuals and grandparents to think about for their own children.
You know, the number one thing that I want people to understand is if you have a child with autism, it is not your fault. If you have autism, it is not your fault. It is not your parents' fault. You know, it is a human condition. And what I worry about when we have people saying things at the national level, like children with autism destroy families and that sort of thing, think about what that's like for a child on the spectrum to hear. think about what it's like for them to see a press conference at the national level where, you know, the president or the Health and Human Services Secretary or these panel of, you know, what he convened of medical professionals, for them to say things like, you know, you're destroying your family. Maybe you are a little kid whose parents got divorced. Are you going to blame yourself for that now? I just think that we have to be very careful with the way that we talk about this issue because, you know, it's has a potential to have a really terrible impact on kids who might be hearing this.
Well, Representative Salisbury, you've been a, really a shining example of what somebody can do, and appreciate your time this morning, and we'll look forward to getting more information here in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative, and
thanks so much
for leading.
Abigail Salisbury, Pennsylvania rep on the Big K Morning Show.
Well, now that Disney is getting the Jimmy Kimmel controversy in the rearview mirror, there is this news.
Starting October 21st, the ad-supported Disney Plus plan will jump $2 to $11.99 a month. The ad-free version is increasing by $3 to $18.99 a month.
And fees for bundled plans with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are also going up.
I'm sure it's a coincidence. Yeah, while this is all being talked about, hey, we're going to sneak up.
Did they do the overnight ratings for last night? It had to be unbelievable.
I'm sure, yeah, a one-off on the monologue for sure.
At the UN.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
Can you imagine that poor person?
Talk about someone who can relate to the president, right?
But you can imagine, you're pretty good on your feet, Rich, but if you imagine you had somebody up there, you're speaking to the world leaders,
right?
And the teleprompter goes out and you're like,
what am I going to say?
Trump is able to speak.
He's never at a loss for words.
Right, yeah, for sure. So it worked out. It worked out good.
Hey, Pirates rookie Hunter Barco talked last night about a big first. His family was there when he made his major league debut.
Yeah, I mean, when I stepped out of the bullpen, I looked around. I don't know if I stopped or if I took a couple steps walking, but I looked around and I'm like, well, all right, we're here. So jogged out to the mound and first pitch, I didn't really know where it was going to go. I kind of blacked out, but just threw it. And after that, it was like, all right, it's go time. I'm playing baseball.
Remember the name Hunter Barco, and his family was there. It was a moment, and Bucks have won 3 in a row, so good for him. You'll hear that name again next season. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Rich. You're departing later tonight for the Emerald Isle.
Well, it'll feel comfortable to have you be the PA announcer when we've, you know, at the game.
Welcome.
Are you
going to
do it with a Yinzer accent or an Irish brogue? I guess we're going to wait to see.
We're just doing what we do at Acrisure Stadium because the Steelers are the designated home team and playing the Minnesota Vikings. So safe travels. We'll see you in Dublin.
We're looking forward to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.